Good morning. Welcome to our worship of God on this special Sunday known here at St. John's as Annual Meeting Sunday. So thanks for adjusting your schedules. Some of us are thrown off all morning long, but we will make it through. But we worship together in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. The good thing of last Sunday's weather delays and all that kind of good stuff in the week that we had, it's a great opportunity. I've heard many reminders this week of the value of WMTR and our Pause for Praise radio program, as well as our live stream. Many different comments from people that didn't make it here and were able to listen and worship. So those are always blessings to hear. Tuesday's community meal this last week, we expected a lower number because of the weather, maybe 50. And there were 92 people that came, more than the previous 2 weeks. So you never know what the weather's going to do. This coming Tuesday, St. John's is serving. So anybody who wants to help with that meal would be welcome to show up around 10 till 5 and serve and share in that time. Chancel Choir practice got canceled last Wednesday, so you have a makeup at this Wednesday at 7:30. And the Gift Gals have their luncheon Thursday at 11:30. And there's a sign-up sheet for lunch at the home restaurant. We have a special announcement where the video is going to play first, and that means as soon as you can get it started.
Hi, everybody. I'm Kathy Lee Gifford coming to you from beautiful, beautiful Jerusalem, Israel. Thank you for joining us. We're going to take you on a trip of a lifetime in the next six sessions. My friend Rabbi Jason Sobel and I are going to open up the scriptures for you. We're going to take you all around Israel. We're going to get you out of that pew on Sunday morning. We're going to get you out of Sunday school. And we are going to take you out of Grandma's Bible study. And we are going to rock your world with what you're going to learn from the original Hebrew in the Old Testament to the original Greek in the New Testament. The scriptures are going to come alive to you as we realize what the Bible really says. There have been so many bad translations of the Bible, and it's caused so much confusion around the world. We've got to get back to what the Bible originally said in order to understand it, in order to apply it to our lives today. So come with us for the rock, the road, and the rabbi.
I am stepping out of my comfort zone. I go from teaching kindergarten to fourth to standing in front of adults. So this is not in my comfort zone at all. But I will be leading the guide or the study, Bible study that you just read or saw the video on. It's called The Rock, the Road, and the Rabbi. It is a six-week lesson. I would like a show of hands. Has anyone ever been to the Holy Lands before? One person? Awesome. How was your experience? Awesome. I'd love to hear about it. Sorry, we can't talk now, but. Well, it's on my bucket list. It's something that I would love to do, something definitely that I would love to see. But this, if you can't go there, good for you that you have. This is an opportunity to just get a glimpse of it, a really, really awesome glimpse. So this is your chance to see the Holy Land. I will be leading this study. We're going to start it next Sunday. It will be in the chapel. Jocelyn ordered me 15 copies of the study guide, and I'm hoping that we have to order more. So please join us. It's going to be fun. I will tell you that Eric and I have went through and we watched all six sessions this past week. And after the first session, I wanted to keep on watching more and more. And he's like, Sarah, we have to stop. He goes, I have to digest this. Like, it was so deep and so... It puts it on a different level, the Bible. It puts what we knew or what we were taught in at a such a different level. And it's just very interesting to see the Holy Lands in that element. Of course, there will be food, so that's always a fun, exciting addition. I do look forward to you. I really hope that you join me in this lesson. Again, it's not in my comfort zone, but I'm going to do my best. And we're going to do this together and experience where the Lord leads us with that. So please join us next Sunday.
Our opening scripture this morning is taken from Psalm chapter 8, verses 1 and 2. Psalm 8. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. You have set your glory above the heavens. From the lips of children and infants, you have ordained praise because of your enemies to silence the foe and the avenger. Let's pray. Dear Lord, we gather to worship you this day. You are an awesome God, greater than our comprehension or our imagination. You are beyond any word we could ever use to describe you, and yet you love us like we are your children. Thank you, Father. Amen.
I invite you to rise. We'll sing a little bit this morning. We'll start with number 588, We Have Come Into His House. Christ.
I invite children to come forward for the children's message. In our Bible reading from the Gospel of Mark, Jesus says that we are to have salt in ourselves. We are to have salt in ourselves. Do you know what salt is? What's salt, Ryan? You shake something on your head?
No. You shake the salt onto food.
Onto food.
But not too much, otherwise it tastes too salty.
You can have it too salty, and we have to be very careful how much salt we take in. But when Jesus says you are to have salt in yourselves, the aspect of salt, salt can be used to preserve food. That normally happened a long time before there were refrigerators and freezers. But still, salt is used today to preserve food. But salt also can flavor food. Yeah, you got a nice little bracelet there. I have some boxes of crackers, and I looked at the ingredients, and they all have sodium in these crackers. Sodium would be salt. So Ritz crackers, Club crackers, all have salt. Triscuit, they all have salt. It says reduced fat, but it doesn't say, you don't like Triscuits? Some good faces there. And, you know, Honey Grahams, they're sweet. Do you think Honey Graham crackers have salt in them?
No.
Guess what?
They have honey.
They have honey, but they also have sodium in them. So these four cracker types all have sodium, all have salt in them. So when we eat crackers, is that what Jesus means? We have salt in ourselves and we eat crackers? No. We are to be salted with Jesus Christ. We are to have the love and the kindness. Hang on. We are to have the love and the kindness of Jesus salt our lives, salt our hearts, that we worship Him and we serve Him. So we're to have salt in ourselves, and we get that not from eating food with salt, but to know Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. Now, as we have salt in ourselves, Jesus also wants to have us salt other people's lives. He wants us to go out and flavor other people's lives with the love of Jesus. So we have to be kind to one another, and we have to tell others about Jesus and how He flavors our light, our life. So we have Jesus in our hearts, and we share that with others. And so the next time you have a cracker, I want you to think about Jesus salting your light with His love and in His kindness. Thank you for helping. Let's pray. I wish you could eat them, but I got to take them back home because my wife doesn't know I stole them this morning.
You and our dad has bumps.
That's true. We have heels on our shoes. How about we pray? God, we thank You for these growing children. We thank You that Jesus salts all of our lives with His love and kindness. We thank You for salting us, and we pray that we will go out and flavor the lives of others. In Christ we pray. Amen. Thanks.
I can only imagine what it will be like when I walk by Your side. I can only imagine what my eyes will see when Your face is before me. I can only imagine. Yeah. Surrounded by Your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for You, Jesus, or in all of You be still? Will I stand in Your presence, or to my knees will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak at all? I can only imagine. I can only imagine. I can only imagine when that day comes and I find myself standing in the sun. I can only imagine when all I will do is forever worship You. I can only imagine, yeah. I can only imagine. surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus, or in all of you be still? Will I stand in your presence, or to my knees will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak at all? I can only imagine. Yeah, I can only imagine. Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus, or in all of you be still? Will I stand in your presence, or to my knees, or will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak at all? I can only imagine. Yeah, I can only imagine. I can only imagine. Yeah, I can only imagine. I can only imagine. I can only imagine. I can only imagine when all I will do is forever, forever worship you. I can only imagine.
Let's bow before the Lord in prayer. We thank you, compassionate God, that you hear the prayer of every heart, hearing our prayers in these very moments, whether it is the words I am sharing or the thoughts of each one joining in this time of prayer. Thank you for hearing us in every situation of life. Help us to support one another through the joys and the challenges of life, rejoicing with those who rejoice and weeping with those who weep. For we want to be joined together as members of the body in Christ, in unity, loving one another, in serving the world. Help us to respond like you did, Jesus, to each person who crosses our path, responding with awareness and sensitivity and compassion and prayer. We pray for the healing and the strength and the peace of Teresita and Sharon, of Neil and Jack, and Jody and Tom and Monty. We pray for the search committee in the interviews that they will soon be holding. Lord, continue to prepare the committee members for those interviews. And we pray for those candidates. Lord, in this time of prayer, hear us as we unite once again in the prayer of the Lord that Jesus taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Amen.
I invite you to rise as you're able, and we'll sing our sermon hymn, Jesus Loves Me.